Ms. Ma'am, we're ready to begin.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
It seems like inmate Corral requested a translator. The children wasn't aware of that. I speak Spanish still, so I can translate for him. I'm still free to be here.
So that's what you have. That's what you have up there at this time, ma'am?
Yes. Yeah, but he's ready, and I'm ready to translate for him.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Would you like to speak with him first? I mean, I know he knows a little bit of English.
Okay. Now, when you say, are you saying that he does not speak English? Is that what, basically what you're saying? Because based on what I see, and I'm just trying to check it again to make sure that I am correct, he did not request to have an interpreter, but you would have to provide that. When I say you, I mean the unit would have to provide an interpreter for him, but he did not request that. I'm looking at the sheet now, and that was not one of the requests that he made. So if he, I don't know whether you are in a position to do that or someone else. If not, then we would have to continue the hearing. If we have to wait until someone else is, will be there to serve as an interpreter for him. So I'll leave that up to him to make that determination at this point.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I was telling him, because usually when they request a translator, I know about it, and I mean, I make that happen, and I didn't see any notes or nothing like that. And if he's willing to have me translate for him, and I'm going to do it too, so we can continue if you would like.
Okay, so he's ready, and you're going to serve as the interpreter, ma'am?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, so as we begin this hearing, first of all, ma'am, would you, officer, would you state your name for the record and who you are so that we can have that on record?
Perfect, yes. I'm a CO3 Trujillo, G-R-U-J-I-L-L-O.
Thank you, CO3. We certainly appreciate your agreeing to do this. And for the record, would you ask Mr. Corral, if he is, has any, if he agrees that you would serve as his interpreter today.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Would you ask him to state his name and his ADC number for the record?
Guadalupe Corral, 10833.
Thank you, Mr. Corral. And you appear before the Arizona Board, and you can interpret this for him, ma'am. But you're speaking, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, inasmuch as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B 411 hearing. That is, you've been certified to be considered for moving to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Do you understand, sir? Did you understand, sir?
You would like me to translate whatever you just told him.
Okay, do I need to repeat what I just said, ma'am?
Please, because he was calling the phone.
Okay. Well, I was just...
We should have put this one on speaker, sorry.
Okay. So you can interpret, and I'll remind me to go slow if I start, if I talk too fast, that he has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B 411 hearing. That means that he's been certified to be considered to parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
This is the Department of
And please tell him, as you can see on the monitor, there are three board members participating in this hearing this morning. And they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright.
Right. Okay.
Now we will move forward with the hearing. Based on information that we have, initially, he had 3 convictions. Each of them was aggravated assault. The first one was for 15 years, and that one ended, that one SED'd on November 21st, 2008.
Dice que están, tienen 3 convicciones de asalto agravado, que la primera desde hace 5 años, se terminó en noviembre 21.
Now he's serving a second sentence for aggravated assault for 15 years, and that sentence is scheduled to SED on February the 20th, 2019.
Tienes otra que también son 15 años, que la salida sería, o la terminación de la sentencia sería en febrero de 2019.
And today, if we voted to move him to his next consecutive sentence, that would be again for aggravated assault for 7 years, 6 months, and it would begin on, started on April 15th, 2018. He would become parole eligible on February 15, 2023, and he would SED on October
15, 2025.
Okay, and please tell him that the board is in receipt of his institution progress report. And we take note that he's had a number of classes and counseling.
Dice que el board
de los
estudiantes están avisados de que están haciendo programas y están haciendo todo lo que están haciendo para progresar aquí en la institución. Okay, los números de clases que han estado tomando.
I also take note that although this would not be applicable at this time, but his plan, once he is released, is to return to Sonora, Mexico, to work on the ranch.
Dice que también ellos están tomando nota de que cuando tú seas en la cárcel, puedes regresar a Sonora, México, para trabajar.
And we show that he does have family in Phoenix, Arizona. He has a wife and 2 sons in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. And we take note that I believe his last ticket would have been December the 11th, 2015, conspiracy to commit. And that was a major, and he was found guilty.
Dice que también tiene nota de que tu último ticket fue en diciembre 11 de 2015, y fue un major ticket por algo que te dieron en diciembre. Yeah, it's
a weird guy. Would you ask him if he remembered why did he receive that ticket? What happened?
Sí, ¿te acuerdas qué exactamente pasó cuando recibiste ese ticket en diciembre de 2015? He said that they just put him in the detention unit, but they didn't tell him that he got a ticket, and then when he asked, he was explained that he got a ticket because of he was doing some, or being part of conspiracy or something like that, but he wasn't exactly clear of the whole situation.
Okay. Okay, thank you so very much. Just for information, please tell him, we take note that he does have an ICE detainer, which means that he will be considered to go to Mexico once he's released.
Yes, he's aware of that.
And the last time he appeared before this board was August 15, 2017, and the three board members were present at that time.
Dice que la última vez que tuviste una figura aquí en para el barón fue en agosto 15 de 2017 y también eran tres personas las que estaban en la
corte. I also take note that he is 50 years of age. Is that correct?
Dice también que tiene 50 años de edad, que si es eso correcto.
51. Okay. Okay, he's 51 years of age. Okay, he's appeared before this board, I believe, 8 times. We've already stated his last month was August of last year. And in 1995, he came before the board, and he was not recommended to the governor. And in 2003, he was granted a 412B move to his next consecutive sentence.
Dice que has estado frente a la corte frente a Dios 8 veces ya, ¿cómo está? La última fue en agosto 15 de 2017, en 1995 no te recomendaron para nada, para hacer ningún movimiento. En el 2013 te recomendaron para seguir tu próxima sentencia, en el 2003.
Okay. Yeah, he's aware of that. Okay. And currently, the sentence that he's serving started at its beginning back on May 30th, 1992, in Phoenix, Arizona.
Dice que la última sentencia empezó
when one of the victims, which was a female sister, indicated to the police that he and a co-defendant drove up to them and began to yell some obscene remarks at them.
It's okay. Una de las víctimas que estaba en el primero que, de acuerdo a la policía, manejaron ustedes con ellos y estaban gritándoles palabras obscenas.
The sisters picked up some rocks as the vehicle approached, and then he stopped, or he and his defendant stopped and began shooting at the and hit one of the and shot one of the sisters.
Dice que las dos hermanas estaban tirando piedras a su carro cuando miraron que ustedes se acercaban y todavía la otra persona dispararon a una de las hermanas.
Ask him if that information is correct or not.
Dice que si esa información es correcta. La información que están diciendo que se acercaron a un carro y ellos tiraron piedras y ustedes van con uno de los dos y ustedes iban en el carro y dispararon.
Ellos tiraron
el carro
y dispararon piedras.
Ya, es lo que dice. Ellos
tiraron piedras
del carro. Ya, dice que cuando they went for the jewelry box of the car.
And why did he shoot the victim? Why did he shoot one of the victims?
¿Por qué tú disparaste a una de las víctimas, a una de las muchachas?
Dice que no lo comprobaste y le dije
a la mente de la mujer. Dice que nobody proved that he was actually the one that shot him.
Is he denying that he shot, or is he saying that the co-defendant actually fired the shots?
No, Dice que si tú estás negando que tú disparaste o que te estás diciendo que la otra persona que estaba contigo fue la persona que disparaste.
Dice que cuando... Dice que a mí me encontraron con Carmen, que según yo disparé, y yo agarré un abogado, y el abogado me llevó a mí a juicio sin estar presente yo, y me encontraron con Carmen, y yo ya no podía hacer nada.
Dice, he's saying that, he actually got a lawyer, and the lawyer to defend him, but the lawyer never took him to any courts, so they found him guilty without having like any proof. And he was absent from, you know, he wasn't even at the court when he was found guilty. That's the reason they gave him like this 15 and plus 15 sentences.
Would you ask him why he was not in the court at the time that the trial took place and that he was sentenced? Why didn't you appear in court at that time?
He said that the lawyer, once he got paid, the lawyer told him not to be with him in the court, that he was just going to go and make sure they're going to postpone the court date. He said that the lawyer or the court should have a recorder saying whatever the lawyer said to him or to the court.
Would you ask him where was he when the trial took place? Was he in the United States? Was he incarcerated? Or where was he at that time?
¿Dónde estabas tú cuando tuvieron la corte con los abogados? ¿Tú dónde estabas?
He was at home in Phoenix. He was at home in Phoenix. Thank you.
He said he never went anywhere. He was actually at home just waiting for the lawyer or waiting for the case to be taken care of.
Tell him that I do take note that he did file an appeal before the Arizona Court of Appeals as well as the Supreme Court of Arizona, and they upheld the fact that he could be tried without being present at the time of the trial.
Dice que tú le llenaste una petición donde el presidente de la corte de Arizona, donde tú podías tener la corte sin estar presente. He said he never signed any paper.
Okay. It was not necessary. His lawyer's appeal was on his behalf, and the court ruled that he was tried appropriately without his being present for the trial.
Para que tuvieran la corte sin que tú estuvieras presente. He said that the lawyer may have signed a paper or a form that he wasn't aware of. He said that according to his lawyer, he was only there like representing him like only once at court and he was supposed to postpone the court. And he said that the second time that the lawyer was there to represent him, that's when he was found guilty and the lawyer told him not to be present on the court.
Okay. Would you ask him if he had been arrested in the past before this incident? Had he ever been arrested before then?
Dice que si
estuviste
alguna vez arrestado antes de este incidente, antes de lo que pasó de esta vez que me recuerdo, si había sido arrestado antes en el pasado. Not it. Yeah, he was arrested like when he was about 19 years old once.
Would you ask him, what are his plans if he, once he's released, what are his plans? What do you plan to do if he goes down to Mexico?
He said that since he's getting old, he will stay back to take care of his mom, since he already lost his father while he's here.
Ask him how could he assure this board that he would not return to the United States if ICE were to send him to Mexico.
Cuando el departamento de inmigración te mande para México, ¿cómo tú puedes asegurarles a ellos, a la corte, que no vas a regresar para acá? ¿Qué es el? He said that he will not risk again going back to prison because like, he knows that he, if he violates the rule, he will be in prison. And he's getting older, he doesn't want to spend the rest of his life in prison. And he has absolutely nothing to do here in Phoenix, that his children and grandchildren are already in Mexico and he can spend time with them there.
Please tell him now that I am going to see if other board members would have any questions for him at this time. Board members, any questions at this time? Honorable Mr. Johnson will be asking him some questions.
Officer Trujillo, could you ask him if he was previously may plead no contact to a drive-by shooting where they were shooting into another vehicle?
He was in no contact with
He pled no contact to a drive-by shooting where they, I believe he was the driver of a vehicle that was shooting at another vehicle.
No. He says no.
Okay. Ask him, was he arrested in Los Angeles, California for a gun violation?
Dice que si estuviste arrestado en Los Ángeles, California por una violación de cargar pistola. Yes, but they found him not guilty because he was at home.
It's time to just find that information this one more time. Okay, go ahead, Dr. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any further questions that you might have at this time, Honorable Mr. Neal? Okay. Is there anyone in this room at this time here to speak on behalf of Mr. Correa? Any of you here for him? Any of you supporting him? You're here for him? Did you plan to speak? Are there three of you, any of you plan to speak on his behalf at this time?
I can speak.
Okay, well, please come forward.
Okay.
Please state your name for the record, sir.
Guadalupe Montenegro, Garcia.
And what do you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I was never with them. Right now, we have a kid. That's my son, and when we go visit him, I don't want him to go what I went through, you know? Like not being around with his grandpa. He made mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes in life. I thank God I have my mom with me. She raised us well, me and my brother. But we need my dad. That's something we need the most. And when he goes to Mexico, definitely we're going to go visit him the most I can. And that's all I'm asking. Like, he already did time. There's worse people out there that got released that made way more horrible crimes than when he did. And all I'm asking is a chance for him so he can be with his family. That's pretty much about it.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand that. You are his son, am I correct? And what are you, is that? Are you out here in Phoenix or in Mexico?
I live here in Phoenix.
You're here in Phoenix,
yeah.
Okay.
I live here in Phoenix.
Okay, so do you go back to visit your father?
Yeah, my mom goes every weekend that she can from work. I go most of the time as well. When I don't work weekends, I go visit him. I take my son with me and my wife. We go and visit him. We stay there from, wake up at 6 in the morning so we can get there, the prison where he's at, early so we can get a table inside with them. We be there from 9, 10 in the morning all the way to the afternoon, to like 4 p.m. Spend time with them, but it's only a few hours that we get to be with them. And then once we're out, it's reality again. Like, he's not around. Only when we have the chance to go visit him.
This is not your trial or your hearing. This is his. This is not a trial. This is just gather information. I want to ask you this. Do you think that he would? You know, you know him quite well since you see him every weekend, almost every weekend. Do you think that if he was to go to Mexico, he would return to the United States? You're up here, his grandkids are up here, and I want to assume that his mother's up here. Do you think that he would stay down in Mexico, sir?
I basically, like, I'm a dad now. I gave him the talk already. I told him, I was like, well, like you said, what was his plans? We have my grandma in Mexico all by herself. My grandpa passed away, and he would go with her, and we all have paper. We all go visit him. My mom was like, we should stay over with him. But yeah, he's not gonna come back. I don't want him, like you said, I don't want him coming back, risking coming back, crossing the border, getting arrested again, another 15 years for a stupid mistake that he knows he should be doing. And he already learned his lesson. He's not gonna come back, I guarantee that. He's gonna do it for me, my brother, and his grandson.
Okay. Any question, board members? Thank you so very much, sir. Anyone else want to speak on behalf of Mr. Carr? Anyone else want to speak? Anyone else wants to speak? Okay, thank you so very much. Please indicate to him that his brother spoke on his behalf and that his mother and, two of his grandkids are here?
No, that's two and my grandson.
Okay.
Not my grandson, his grandson.
That's his grandson?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are the brother?
Yeah.
And he's... The other one is what? The grandson?
Him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's his dad. I consider him as his dad.
Okay. And you are the mother? Okay. I just wanted to everybody know who was here. Okay. Okay, before we bring your hearing to an end, please tell him, let me see if board members might have any further questions. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to ask some more questions, ma'am, so please interpret.
Officer Trujillo, I'm looking at two separate pre-sentence reports. One of them occurred in November 27th of 1993, written by the Phoenix Police Department, where he was identified along with another gentleman by the name of Raul Godoe, G-O-D-O-E, where they pulled alongside of a vehicle, and he was identified as firing shots at the vehicle.
Dice que está mirando dos sentencias anteriores y que una en noviembre 22 de 1993 estaba tú con Raúl y que fuiste tú al que disparó del vehículo. That's when he said that he stabbed when he was arrested.
Okay, so there's another incident that occurred on May 30th of 1992 when they drove alongside and fired at two females walking down the street. Those are two different incidents.
Son por cada uno de los casos.
De mayo del 92, fue cuando me trataron en ausencia por 15 y 15 por él y separados.
Okay. He says that in May 1992, that's when he was sentenced with the two concurrent sentences 15 and 15, when he was.
Cuando el abogado dijo que no presentara porque fue cuando yo era el abogado, porque fue un detective a mi caso. Diciéndome que yo tenía que presentarme a corte por un incidente que yo pasó en mayo de 92, pero cuando yo no presenté a corte, yo estaba yendo a corte sin abogado. ¿Sí?
So, ¿empezaste en mayo de 92 sin abogado?
Sí, empecé a ir a corte yo, y no me podía encontrar culpable porque tenía la evidencia. So, cuando agarré el abogado yo, fue cuando el abogado fue cuando encontraron culpable porque no me defendió.
So, fue también en el 92.
Sí.
He says that yeah, in 1992 when he was when he was sentenced to those sentences 15 and 15, he said that he was going to court by himself with no representation, and that when he decided, because nobody could find any evidence, then he decided to hire the lawyer, and after hired the lawyer who told him not to go to court, that's when he was found guilty.
Cuando yo estaba yendo solo a las cortes, no me podían encontrar culpable porque no tenían evidencia. Entonces, como que regresaron, tenían un corte seguida. Entonces, dejé con mi defensa y agarré un abogado para que me contara.
Ya, es lo que él decía. Ya. He is repeating the same thing about his being going to court by himself and not finding any evidence, and he hired a lawyer, and that's when he actually was found guilty.
Okay, so he has two. He has two separate cases, one that occurred in 1992, one that occurred in 1993. In 1993, he pled no contest to that charge, and the charge in 1992 is where he was tried in absentia when he wasn't there at the trial.
He said that, yeah, in 1993, November 2nd, 1993, that's when he was actually sentenced. According to him, he said that he had a hold that he didn't know. He wasn't aware of it, but he wasn't even aware that he was previously sentenced to those 15-year sentences.
Y en la culpa que me gustó y hizo un trato con el fiscal, y se suplicó que me disparado y a él le dieron 30 años de provecho. Y eso es porque me dijo mi abogado.
He said that according to his lawyer in 1993, they didn't check to see if he was actually the one that shot the gun, and that just the lawyer just said that. ¿Qué es lo que pasó?
Que Raúl también habló y había dicho que había disparado y ayer hicieron una provisión completamente para que me acusara la culpa.
It seems like the other defendant, Raúl, he's the one that told the lawyer that Mr. Corral is the one that actually shot the gun, and that's why he was sentenced.
Porque ahí era una pistola, no me la mandó la pistola.
That Raúl is the one that was carrying the gun. And they never took, you know, the fingerprints for the actual weapon. Yeah, he said that he was, they never checked his fingerprints or anything on his arms that would say, that would, you know, find him feel like guilty, like he's the one that's shooting. That's why he got those other 7 years and a half. That's why they never went back to court, because the other defender said that Mr. Corral was the one that shot the gun. And he was already sentenced to the other two, 15 and 15, 30 years. So he wasn't going to argue about that, or he was like nothing to say.
Could you tell them that according to the pre-sentence report, the victims and the shooting with the car positively identified him as the shooter?
Dice que según el historial, tu historial de crimen, dice que las víctimas, ellas se identificaron como que tú fuiste el que disparaste.
¿Por qué no te dejaron?
Dice que why nobody actually
to the evidence,
you know, getting the evidence that he was
actually
there. No fingerprints or anything.
Okay, Officer Trujillo, I'm just trying to make sure I understand this. So, and I'm going to explain it to you and see if maybe you could explain it to him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in 1992, he was involved in a shooting with two females who were walking down the street. In that particular case in 1992, he was tried in absentia at that time. And then in 1993, he was arrested for a shooting at another vehicle, and he pled no contest in that one, but he had already been sentenced to the 15 years as a result because he didn't appear in the earlier trial?
Yes, I think that's exactly what he's trying to explain.
Okay.
Que dice que en el 92 fue cuando pasó, cuando dispararon a la muchacha, y después en el 93 fuiste otra vez, fue cuando fuiste arrestado por otro shooting.
Sí, porque me acusaron por el robo.
So fueron dos shootings diferentes.
Sí.
Yeah, he's aware of that. He understands that he participated in two different shootings.
Okay.
One in 1992 and another one in 1993.
And could you ask him in Los Angeles, what type of gun charges did he have in Los Angeles? What type of gun charges did he have in California?
It was a shotgun.
It was a what?
A shotgun that he had at home.
Ask him, did he give information for him or what happened?
Dice que si alguna vez tuviste aprobación para eso, para... He said no, that he was found not guilty, so no probation or anything.
So ask him if he remembers back in 1987 in Los Angeles where he was arrested with carrying a loaded firearm and carrying a concealed weapon that was dismissed, carrying a concealed weapon, defendant granted summary probation and misdemeanor jail time.
Dice que si te acuerdas en 1997 cuando también te encontraron allá también en California cargando una pistola y que te dieron un misdemeanor. Is that in 1997 he was already incarcerated?
No. That was not, it wasn't in 97, it was, I believe it was
87. Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any further questions for members? We don't have any further questions at this time from board members, but we want to give him an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating himself if he wants to, before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination to make said decision. So at this time, the board is willing to listen to him, but please don't repeat what has already been said.
Pero que no repitas otra vez lo mismo, lo que ya se dijo, ya no lo van a repetir. Ahora, si algo quieres decirle a ellos que están frente a ti, tienes ahorita una oportunidad para hacerlo.
Bastante de querer preguntar, hermano. A mí me dieron licencia en el 2003, ¿verdad? En octubre del 2003. Solo con el CD, en octubre. Entonces, en octubre del 2003, y de mi primer 15, y de allí empecé yo a hacer el 15, soy yo, me están cambiando la fecha hasta las 19 para matar el 15 de este mes, son 6 meses que pasaron. Si empecé en octubre de 2003 yo, a hacer este 15 que estoy haciendo, en octubre que viene, yo ya hago un 15 completo.
He just had a question about the sentencing. He said in 2013 he actually finished with the first 15. 2003, I'm sorry, 2003. And then that's when he started the other 15. So according to his calculation, he should be going, the first release date should be October 2019. October or? October this year, that's when he is supposed to be finishing with the 2015.
Please tell him that the information that we have and the information is presented to the board. We do not calculate it ourselves. But it shows that he would, that the sentence that he's currently serving, that the SED date there is listed as February the 20th, 2019. But if he feels that that information is not correct, then he needs to work with his CO3 so that they can work with time comp to adjust the time if that's necessary. But we cannot do that here as a board. So he needs to work with the CO3 to get that adjustment if he feels that that information is incorrect.
He just said that he would like you guys to give him an opportunity to get released, and so he can be with his family and, you know, start like all over again with his life.
Okay, well, tell him thanks so very much, and at this time the board is going into discussion. We want him, with you, to stay on the phone and for you to interpret to him what the board will be saying, and the board will make its determination, a decision, whether to move him to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
Perfect. say for again, thank you.
Okay, the board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Carr is an intelligent gentleman. He has provided information to the board that I think that's appropriate. However, I think there may be some misinterpretation, and I don't know whether it's because of interpretation or because of the time that has passed since 87 and 92 and 93. Some of that was not clear, but we certainly appreciate his participation in providing information to the board regarding the reason that he is incarcerated at this time.
Sir, can you repeat the last sentence, please?
Pardon?
Can you please repeat the last sentence?
The last sentence was that we appreciate his participating in this hearing at this time, and just leave it at that, and we appreciate his participation in the hearing. Please indicate to him that I'm speaking as one board member. I appreciate the progress that he's made, but I am not sure. The question is, should he be moved to his next consecutive sentence, which would be in February of next year, or in, as he feels, that October of this year? I think that since we don't know for sure, I think we'll just be in his best interest not to move him to the next consecutive sentence and just see what happens either in October or February, because it's going to happen to one of those at any rate. That's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree. Por las fechas, porque puede ser que se empiece en octubre o puede ser que empiece en febrero. Solo están seguros de esas fechas, por eso no pueden decidir ahorita eso.
Okay. Any discussion on this, Jones?
I just want to add in there that he had two separate incidents, one in 1993-92, in which there was a shooting that had two females that were walking down the street. He didn't appear. He was tried in absentia and found guilty of that charge. And then in 1993, he was involved in another shooting at a vehicle in which he pled no contest to it, but he has violations going all the way back to 1987 in California that involved weapons. And I think that Mr. Correll would be a threat and a danger to the community.
Thank you so very much, John. So at this time, I'm going to offer a motion. We'll see where it goes. And my motion is going to be to deny Mr. LaRupe Corral, ADC number, this number is 108333, to deny move to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson to deny moving him to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And he is, so I don't think it's necessary to have a 1 year set off, because this one is going to SED and for another year. The release type is that 412B, 411. Reasons for denial is serious and violent offense. to the victims, multi-victims, harassment to the victims. He does have family support in the room. It's not necessary for him to have a release plan at this time because he's not eligible for that. I do think that he's at this point, it may not be his fault, but he is lacking some programming at this point, and I think it would be good for him to get involved in more programming so that when he is released, he will be ready to be a productive citizen. And anything else that we should include, thanks to Mr. Johnson for pointing this out, prior criminal history, and that goes back to 1997 with, with that situation in California. Is there anything else that board members that should be included? Okay, hearing nothing else, ask him if you understand what the board has decided, ma'am.
Okay, let me
Well, thank him so much for participating in his hearing. And ma'am, thank you so much. You are a real expert interpreter, and we thank you for stepping in and serving as the interpreter for today.
All right, thank you, sir.
And we want to thank his family as well for being here to participate in this hearing. And the hearing is over. I don't believe you have anyone else there at your unit, do you, for us today?
That's it, yes.
Okay, well, thanks again, and please have a great, great day. And we'll talk with you the next time now.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.